Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What's insane?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Guess who's coming home? Probably the least welcome guest in the world, Annabelle. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Are you the kind that gets spooked easily? I hope not, because on this podcast, we're going to be taking a look at people who have bad reputations. And not just your regular bad guys, they've got a reputation for taking you aback, for getting your heart to jump to your throat. People who are scream queens and kings, because over the years, if there's one thing that always hits the spot, comedy may miss its mark, you may not find it funny, the action may be lame even if they promise you some great stuff, but I'm sure if it's horror, it'll spook you at least a little. And believe it or not, horror is actually a guilty pleasure for some people, and not just young teenagers who think it's a great way to pick up a girl. And apparently horror films have been a genre for more than a century. Yeah, I'm not kidding. There's this movie called La Manoir du Diable. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but it translates to The Devil's Castle, and it came out way back in 1896. Seriously, they were making horror films in 1896? Didn't they have enough horrors in real life back then? It won't seem very scary if you watch it today, because 19th century special effects, they did the best with what they could. But the demon in the film pokes people in the butt, so you'll probably laugh more than you get frightened. You can't say the same of the films that have been coming out of late. If they want to scare you, they will scare you. I don't know about you, but I always have a little trouble sleeping after watching a horror film. I don't know, some parts seem funny when you're watching the movie and there are like 100 people around you in the theater. But if you watch it late at night and go to the basement to your car, your imagination cannot let things be. I have some friends who love that feeling though. Weird. Want horror? Try waking up and discovering your battery has died and you left your charger somewhere else. Now that's horror in 2019. Now let's take a look at the men and women who've spooked us on screen over the years. Bipasha Basu started off in Bollywood as this really sensual actor. When people saw her on screen in movies like Jism, everyone went like, wow, she's so dusky and beautiful. But the industry quickly became horror for her. Very, very literally. I think the first one she did was Raaz with Dino Moria. Remember it? It had this weird song, Yahan pe sab shanti shanti hai. God, I really wish I could forget things like this, but Bollywood hooks, man. So yeah, she did Raaz, but it didn't stop there. She did movies like Phoonk, Darna Zaruri Hai, Atma, Alone, Creature 3D. I mean, what was she thinking? Was her manager a ghost or something? Because if it was a human, I'm sure they would have tried to get her some other decent movies also. After the first Raaz, she also came back for Raaz 3 with Imran Hashmi. But I'm not sure it was entirely horror, because the guys who made it were like, how do we up the game from here? We've used all our horror tricks for Raaz. So they made it a mashup of erotica and horror. Made the most of having Bipasha Basu staff with them. She's gone off the grid for a bit, but I don't think you'll miss her when she's back, because when she is, she's gonna scream. Neve Campbell has been a part of a lot of movies in her kind of long career, but she's best known for playing Sydney Prescott in Scream. She'd already done a horror film called The Craft, so she wasn't new to the genre. And Drew Barrymore was actually supposed to play the lead role, but then she got a smaller role and in moved Neve Campbell. Now, the character she plays, Sydney Prescott, just can't seem to catch a break. Someone's always after her life and they're not subtle about it at all. I know I would hate to look out of my window and see some weird creature with that ghost mask. Man, that's downright creepy. And she keeps getting hunted by weirdos for things she never did in the first place. Someone wants revenge for something her mom did. Then someone wants to kill her because killing her is a short way to get famous. Then they want to kill her because someone they liked wanted to kill her and ended up failing. It must be tiresome to just have to escape from so many people all the time. And from 1996 to 2011, Neve Campbell kept coming back to the series even though she had second thoughts in between. Well, she was actually the best known scream queen in the 90s. You don't want to lose a legacy like that. Bram Stoker wrote Dracula in 1897, and the first time it was recorded to have been shown on screen was in 1931. This guy named Todd Browning made it. And till this film came out, Hollywood's horror films mostly featured phantoms or monsters who would always turn out to be men. Just men who went psychotic or something. But with Dracula, all that changed. And Bela Lugosi is still considered a pathbreaker in this genre because he had absolutely no reference when he signed on to play Dracula. Because yes, it existed in books, but no person on screen ever played a character like this. So how was he supposed to walk, talk, emote like a spooky guy when nobody had ever done it before him? He perfected the gait and mannerisms because he'd had the chance to play Dracula more than 350 times on Broadway. And even though censorship was really strict back then, and they couldn't really show anything seductive on screen, Bela Lugosi still managed to make Dracula seem like a seducer. So technically, he's a king in making people scream, in more ways than one, if you know what I mean. Frankenstein is another epic creature who's been represented on screen by many, many people. But the best known one has to be Boris Karloff. His real name was William Henry Pratt, but what sort of stage name is that? He picked Boris Karloff, and might I say, that was a brilliant move. He's without doubt the biggest legend when it comes to horror movies. He acted in a lot of films, but he's best known for playing Frankenstein in the first movie that came out in 1931, then in The Bride of Frankenstein in 1935, and Son of Frankenstein in 1939. If that wasn't enough, he also voiced the Grinch in How the Grinch Stole Christmas in 1966. And he sort of had it coming, all these roles. You know how old he was when he first played a demon king? 9 years old, in a Christmas production. Great foundation he had, don't you think? So there's a format in horror that's called Final Girl. It's where there are a whole bunch of people and then they all get killed one by whoever is running around loose in that film until only one girl is left in the end to tell the story. And obviously this one has to scream a lot. And one of the most famous series in the Final Girl style of filmmaking is Halloween. It was a pretty long series, actually 11 films. And this character named Laurie Strode appears in 7 of them. And although she's gone on to play a lot of other roles, some really fun ones also, Jamie Lee Curtis is really famous for playing this character. So the role might have gone to other people they were considering. And Jamie Lee Curtis was only 19 at the time the first movie released, and she was in some TV show back then. But then the casting guys realized that her mother, Janet Leigh, was in Psycho. Now, isn't that a great story to tell? Then she auditioned and she got the part. It was a great story to tell. Vera Farmiga, you must have seen her if you've seen any horror movie that came out in the last few years, because that's all she seems to be doing. How does she even sleep at night? I don't know how she's not terrified after making one horror movie after another. She was in a lot of amazing movies that she won awards for, like The Departed and The Manchurian Candidate. Then she signed on to be in Joshua, where her son is basically absolutely nuts. Then went on to be in The Conjuring series, which was really spooky when it started off. But now we're like, meh, we've seen that before. There was also Orphan, which is really creepy. Oh, and she's also going to be in the new Annabelle movie. Do you think Vera Farmiga will ever buy dolls for her kids? Urmila Matondkar was in some kick-ass movies that went on to be huge box office hits. Look at what Rangeela did to Bollywood. And to her, just that she let it go downhill after that. And before she decided she had to be a politician, the real absolute horror anybody could try and be a part of, she signed on to play horror movies on screen. And she actually did a lot of them. There was Bhoot, Naina, Kaun, Darna Zaruri Hai, Bhoot Returns. And funny part is, she might have played the same person in all those movies. You wouldn't even know. And recently, when there was a press conference that she was a part of for some other horror film, she said, yeah, Bhoot was a kick-ass film and no other film could live up to it. Of course she'd say it. She was in it. If only her political career didn't take after the genre. Lulu Wilson and Talitha Bateman are quickly getting reputations as the youngest scream queens ever. They've been in some of the biggest horror films that have been made of late, including movies like Ouija, is that even how you pronounce it? Then in Annabelle and The Haunting of Hill House, and it's crazy. Lulu Wilson has played both sides of the horror film. She's been the possessed crazy character, and she's also played the good one who needs to run away from evil. And Talitha Bateman has also done quite a few of these roles, full of spooky characters and demons. But when she was asked what gave her the creeps, guess what she said? She said she was creeped out in real life by bunnies. How's that even possible? Not blink an eyelid when you're in a movie with ghosts and them, and then say you're scared of bunnies? What are horror films doing to kids these days? Annabelle Comes Home is gonna try its best to really, really make you jump out of your seat, because they're turning out these movies so quickly and they have to do something radical before the novelty wears off. You could try watching it during the day when there'll still be a lot of light when you finish the movie and walk out, if you're the kind that scares easily. But that's not really the point of a horror movie, is it? If it doesn't feed your imagination and makes you jump at every little thing, it hasn't done its job well. It's the seventh movie in the Conjuring series, and the reviews say it still hasn't lost its edge. These guys know what they're doing. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.